Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast with your hosts, Dwayne Dirksen and Tanner Friesen. Stay tuned for all kinds of hunting talk, outdoors talk, various other topics. You're sure to have a good time. You're in good hands.
Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. In the Romans 5, 2-4.
Boy, that character one, it's a real bummer sometimes.
And perseverance, too. I believe that comes hand in hand with patience.
A wise old man once told me, never ask for patience, because the good Lord will give you a reason to have some.
What's the other saying there? Man plans and God laughs?
Man makes plan and God laughs. Heard that from old Shockey.
Yeah.
My son Jim Shockey.
Himself, yeah.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
He's on a caribou video. Up on his Rogue River territory.
Up in Rogue. Episode 7.
Here we are. It's been a bit of a hiatus. You know, life gets busy, things happen, well, away she goes.
Boys have been busy, making ends meet, I'd say.
Roughly.
Something along those lines.
I'd say. Yeah, it's not all fun and games out there, but hey, that's the way she goes.
That's life. That's life, brother.
Unfortunately, yes.
So, welcome back.
Here we are.
The Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast.
This is live in the great outdoors.
Yeah, we are sitting pretty here. It's, what's the date today? The 16th?
16th of June.
16th of June. 10 o'clock almost.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. Got a sliver of moon in the sky, and clouds are looking pretty spiffy.
Yeah. Maybe that's why them bears haven't been out. Moon phase.
That's the rut right now, though. They kind of do what they want.
Yeah, fair enough. I was talking to, I don't know if you call him a buddy, but an acquaintance of mine.
Okay.
You would know him.
Okay.
He's got a brother that married my cousin.
Okay.
Old Dawson.
Oh.
Dawson Putt.
Okay. Oh, he shot a nice one this year, I heard.
He did. He showed me. And he said, if old son Dwayne is looking to shoot some bears, he's got a few on camera still.
Oh, okay. Well, how about that? Well, tomorrow's the last day.
Tomorrow's
the
last day, so a little late.
Season, that is.
A little late. Yeah, you got to wait till fall then.
Well, I've got a couple nice ones on cam that just haven't made the connection yet, so...
Haven't peeked out?
No. So,
Well, suckers.
So, yeah, we'll get back to that yet, but how about... We got a quick NASCAR minute here.
Bye week! Yeah, we've had a bye week in the last little
had a
couple
bye
weeks.
Yikes. Yeah. They're heading to... Is it the... Sonoma next week, I think, right?
Yep. Road course.
Road course. Road course racing. I am a fan.
I think it's pretty neat.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for everybody, but I know some NASCAR folk really hate the road courses because they feel like it takes away. But I think that's, I mean, you go back to how NASCAR started, that's more how it is than, road courses are more simulating what it was back then than the oval tracks are anyway.
You know, you're not running shine on an oval track.
No, you are not. You're getting nowhere fast.
You're going left and right, up and down, over the hills.
Dukes of Hazzard style.
Ain't that the truth?
The old general.
General Lee himself.
So,
General Robert E. Lee Beauregard.
Yes, sir. Yeah, NASCAR. Little catch up for anybody that hasn't been following. The old guys, the former champs, are running the show.
Yeah.
Pretty
much, it's the Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick show this year, with a hint of Clint Boyer.
Boyer!
The 14 car, the Busch light car.
Yeah, exact same paint setup, too.
As Harvick, the 4 car.
Yeah, as his Busch paint scheme.
Yeah.
Or wrap scheme, I should say.
Ah, we can call it a paint scheme.
Yeah, I'd reckon.
Might as well, hey?
So, my question is, how long do you think till these young studs start... picking up, because I mean, even last year, I mean, Kyle Larson was dominating.
Well, he won Michigan, what,
Three times in a row. He was going for four.
And Mr. Boyer
foiled
that.
Old son, listen here. I'm going to show you a thing or two about this old track.
Yeah. So.
Hard to believe that guy almost didn't have a ride this year.
Boyer
almost didn't have a ride. Well, he wasn't winning. He hadn't won in
180-some or something, right? 190-some?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's got to be...
That's like 6 years.
Yeah.
Roughly, give or take.
Well, you're still getting paid for it, I guess. Not as good as if you win, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, SHR's got to be getting tired of the guy then.
Well, you'd think. That's why he almost wouldn't have a ride, but they figure, oh, we'll kick him back in that 14 for one more year and see what he does, and he lights it up for two already this year.
He's got a chance. He's in.
Yeah, winning, you're in.
I mean, Kyle's got four, Kevin's got five. He's got two. Those three are guaranteed in.
Yeah. Well, did you hear DW's comment on my boy, old son Jimmy?
No, I didn't hear it.
He says he'll never dominate again. He might not even win a race. And that's Darrell Waltrip.
Ooh.
That's got to be a bit of a...
Kicking the knackers, bro.
I feel like that'd light a fire under your belly, but...
I think so. Maybe he's doing that on purpose.
Maybe.
Saying that.
Getting old seven-time fired up.
Talking a little smack, like a little friendly smack like that to, yeah, get a...
Oh, they're all
under the saddle there.
They're all buddies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of NASCAR in a nutshell. I mean, if you want to make some money, bet on Boyer, Harvick, or the Candyman himself.
Yeah. Well, he's got a 75-point lead on Harvick for one and two place. So...
That one and two place doesn't really matter.
No, but
now that you're in, right?
Yeah.
It's the old point system, it mattered because that could change at any point.
Yeah.
Right? If you lost a few races and guys were racking up points, guys like Jimmy Johnson, who were dynamite at coming from the back of the field, well, they'd get points out the yin-yang every race because they were passing guys and leading laps at the end. Now it's stage wins and race wins get you in anyway, so...
But you still got to win in Miami. Or you got to be the first car of the four.
Yeah. But how many years in a row has it been that the winner of the race has been the winner of the championship? That's got to be going...
Well, isn't it every... Hasn't it been every year since they changed it? Or pretty close?
No.
No?
No.
Well,
no.
MTJ last year.
And Jimmy the year before?
Yeah.
Jimmy, MTJ, there was... Who won before it? Jimmy. Kyle,
he won, I think, that race.
He won the race, yeah.
And then the next is 14, which was, oh, man, I can't remember.
Didn't Jimmy win in 14?
Probably.
I know there's a year he won four in a row, or not a year, but 3 years in a row he won, or two, can't remember now. I think it was three.
Yeah.
Dominant, but.
I mean, hey. MTJ is always in the mix too, though. He's never too far behind unless his car breaks down, which is always a possibility, right? I mean, for anybody, that is.
Yeah, those things are so high tuned up that...
High maintenance.
Yeah, they're high maintenance.
They come and they go.
Yeah. Sort of like other things in life, I'd say.
Yeah, we'll not get into that right now. No, not today.
Another story for another time.
Yeah,
eh?
we'll keep that one close to the vest there.
All right, so... How's your bear hunting been going?
Well,
besides the fact that, I mean, we know you haven't pulled the trigger on one. At least I know that.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's a 7-week season in Manitoba in spring right now. And tomorrow's the last day of the spring 7-week season.
And you've been hunting fairly hard.
I probably have spent the most time in the stand this year over... Last couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's part of the reason why our hiatus came when it did, is we were both... Well, I was busy with work, and you were in a bear stand.
I've been spending a lot of time out there, yeah. I mean, there's some other things in life, too, but...
Not nothing wrong with sitting in a tree stand for an evening.
Ain't that the truth? I even spent a couple mornings this year. Back in 13, me and my hunting pal at the time, we camped out one night back in May. It was super cold that night, anyways. We headed out to the stand first thing in the morning, and we saw a whole lot of nothing that morning. So after that, I swore I was never going to hunt bears in the morning again. Well, lo and behold, I had the picture of the biggest guy I've seen in a long time, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, you got to be there at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Then
get out there.
You want to play his pattern. Well, lo and behold, I guess he plays my pattern too. So
well, old son, I mean, my buck last year, that was hardly shootable light. I was in the stand for 20 minutes.
Well, my buck last year, too.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. I had just woken up.
Yeah. I was still asleep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, bears work in a bit of a different...
Yeah, they do.
Bit of their own world, but, yeah, I don't know. This morning I was out. Slept in a bit, but made it out early enough, and had three different smaller ones by, but just not what we want for proper population management.
No, but you know what? There's something to be said about even just watching them do what they do, like watching watching bears be bears or watching deer be deer, right? Yep. Not shooting the first thing that comes in. Just, you know, seeing how they mingle and carry how themselves. They react.
Had a smaller one this morning, probably a cub from last year, so kicked off fresh probably this year. So little tykes there sitting at the bait, hanging out, and he hears something, or maybe she hears something. I don't know what it was. I couldn't tell. Might have been a female. Well, that's besides the point. And all of a sudden, ears perk up, stands up, looks around, gone like a shot.
Yeah.
Because there's a bigger one coming.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like much bigger, maybe had, I don't know, 75 pounds on it, 100 pounds on it. But off like a shot, runs right underneath me, through the bush, gone. And this other one comes in and leaves shortly thereafter. And the smaller one comes back later, comes back a few times, another one pops by, and yeah.
It's amazing the dominance that a little bit of size has. And that's all critters. I mean, you know, I've hunted coyotes for years. I've hunted deer. I've seen, you know, smaller bucks that I never got a shot on. But it's amazing how when the big boys roll in, yeah, they perk up. They start kind of quivering a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they are gone.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, no, like I said, that's something to, that's one of those things where it's good to be a sponge, because that's learning opportunities, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all about being a sponge and learning as much as you can.
You've said that for years.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I didn't learn, like, no, I'm not going to sit here and claim to know everything, because that would be completely incorrect. But I will say I've learned to become a pretty good sponge. And whenever somebody asks me for advice, which happens, so I try to do the best job I can. Now, again, I'm not saying I'm, you know, I don't know close to everything about anything. So, although I do know how to not give up on things.
That's a pretty good characteristic to have. That's
probably the one thing I could say I'm pretty good at.
What was that about perseverance a little earlier? Something about perseverance. Not giving up.
We also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance, character. And character, hope.
I'll tell you what.
And hope does a lot of things for a fella.
There's been many a morning sitting in a tree stand in the frigid north temperatures that we have in mid to late fall. You can have mornings where it's -5-6 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And it's crispy walking out to the tree stand. You're sitting there and the hope of Booner walking in.
Booner.
That's enough to keep a fella's toes a little more toasty than normal.
I reckon. Or you get the last week in a rifle and it's like, oh, she's cold, that north wind's flowing, and you're just, knees are going.
But I've been there.
Yeah. But hey, I mean, perseverance and hope and character is good for more than just hunting in life, so.
That I would say rings true, yep. Actually, that kind of is a pretty good segue into our next little idea I had here. So, okay. Supplement guy just got released, and we were just talking about critters being critters and watching them. Supplement guy just got released.
Yeah, the 2018 spring supplement guide. Yeah,
for the first time in
a few years,
a coon's age, we're going to be able to take either a buck or doe.
Yeah,
how do you
in
feel
our
about,
local area?
How do you feel about that?
Well, I was really hoping to be able to take more than one deer in our area, but you know, it's nice. It gives you more options.
Yeah, that's exactly how
it's going
to.
Let's say you have one of those hard years where you're spending time and getting the pictures. By the time you spend, you never see the guy you want to shoot. But maybe you see some big body does. Well, hey.
Well,
you got some meat for the freezer right there.
Exactly.
Worst case, Ontario, right?
So, exactly.
I mean, in that respect, it's good. And besides, if you're working your populations pretty good, I mean, there's no problem in taking a doe.
No, not at all. I mean,
some people will stick the nose at it, but I don't know. I think a fella should be able to take it, or should take a doe if he can.
Yeah. It's still population control, yeah. Right? Especially if you get a doe on the decline, she's not going to breed as well. She can't keep them fawns around nearly as much. The way I see it is, especially for an archery hunter, and now granted that's mainly what I hunt, it's nice because, we have, as an archery hunter, we have a way longer season, right? We have way more opportunity, but...
And you have the option to switch to muzzle or rifle yet.
Well, exactly. But the way I see it is, now I can hunt for big guys, right?
Yeah.
I can hunt for big guys until, you know, rifle opens, and then...
Oh! Back to the supplement.
Yep.
The rifle is now 3 weeks this year.
Is it? Yeah. So it's a week longer.
Yeah.
Did they change the start date on it? Did they push it back?
I don't think so, or... They extended every season a week, I believe, or at least muzzle and rifle, I believe. So maybe it is back a week.
So it's probably back a week then.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be because, yeah. Unless if it's just rifle that's extended or general, but I don't know.
No, it's possible, but.
So.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think as an archery, as any hunter, I mean, whether you're hunting rifle, muzzle, or archery, I mean, it gives you the opportunity to really hunt for the big guys. Right, you know, when you can take a buck only, you're pretty much limited unless you can pattern a deer, which it happens.
Yeah.
But even patterning a deer, there's so many variables in that.
I got mine last year. I patterned him.
Yeah, but there's you know, you're a little late getting centered, a little early. You make a little bit of noise. Your scent's out there, right? There's something that critter can
pick up on. Yeah.
So now I can spend my September and October hunting for a big guy.
Yeah.
I can hunt for a giant. And you know what? If it comes down to the last week, November.
Blouch!
Blouch! The first big body doe that steps out. Dirt nap.
Rifle or bow, I don't care.
Easy tracking job.
I don't give a care.
I don't even have a care to give. But yeah, I think it's huge. I think next year it'll change again.
I believe so.
I think we'll be able to take up more than one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Yeah, I've been staring out my window like a lonely frog waiting for season to open up.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I've been doing a lot of fishing, though, too.
That's good, though.
It's good to be well-rounded in the outdoors. It's something I realized even getting back into fishing a little more is deer season doesn't last all year. You can't hunt all year long.
Nope.
Nothing wrong with catching a few fish. Fill the freezer.
One more side note on the supplement. There's a week-long dark goose season next March in our area.
Dark goose.
So, Canada. So you have, like, the snow goose season, which, I mean, in springtime, we don't see snows here usually.
Nothing like a few guests driving by.
And future listeners, maybe.
Aunt and uncle.
Okay.
Probably not future listeners.
Ah, fair enough. Hey, you win some, you lose most,
lose most, old son.
Perseverance? Character, hope.
Hoping you're going to win most one day.
Perseverance. Time and space and patience.
Yeah, time and space. That's
something else.
That's different.
That's something that doesn't apply. Never mind.
That's in the book of Dwayne.
Yeah, that's the current book right now. I'm not answering any listeners' questions on that right now. Sorry.
We're going to keep that one under wraps.
I better shut my mouth.
Hashtag licking your wounds part two.
Hashtag bugs bantering. Yikes. Licking your wounds part two.
Hey.
2.0.
The upgraded version.
Oh, the downgraded version.
Downgraded version. Well, for some.
Hey, you can speak to that, though, too, I mean.
Yeah, I can. I mean, without getting into too many details, it's a part of life, right?
I suppose it is.
You gotta,
fortunate as it is, but there's always lessons to be learned.
Yes, sir.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, supplement guide's out. Take a look at it if
you're from Manitoba.
If you're from Manitoba.
If you're not from here, well, then you don't give a care.
No, look at your own supplement guide.
If you have it.
If you have one. You might not. I'm excited for next year, too, just because of the fact I think we'll be able to take more than one.
Yeah, but we got this year first, so.
We do have this year. And I know I alluded to it a little bit on Instagram, but we won't make an official announcement yet, but
because nothing's official.
Official, but there is.
There's still a lot of details to be hammered out.
Hashtag keep hammering.
Hashtag keep hammering. Cam Haines, you're running.
Cam Haines,
he's running the 24-hour race, looking for 120 miles as we speak.
Shit, I can hardly run for 24 seconds.
Well, we all have our downfalls in life.
Yeah, cardio's mine.
I'm up to running 10Ks, so it's...
That's okay. I'm just stubborn enough that when I'm hiking in the bush, I just don't quit.
Yeah. Perseverance.
Perseverance. Helps for hiking
character,
out.
Character, hope.
Helps for hiking out rather large critters.
That it does.
Yeah, Cal Haines, superhuman.
Yeah, he's running... I don't know what it's called, but somewhere in... I think in his home state of Oregon, there's a 24-hour race.
The old Oregon.
And he's go looking Ducks, for... Go. Hey?
The old state of Oregon. Go Ducks, go.
The Oregon Trail.
I was talking about the college football team.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Oregon Trail has something to do with, like, explorers or something, or settlers or whatever. Whatever it may be. I'm no Oregon history buff, so...
Yeah, neither am I.
Write in if you want.
Yeah, let us know. Or at Cam Haines, shoot us a message. Let us know what you're running.
We're big fans of you, Cam Haines.
Huge fans.
We both tried to win your autograph hat from Under Armour. We both failed.
We did. I've tried to win a few things from many people that have stuff to give away from Cam Haines. I know he was giving away some belt buckles here a little while back.
He was selling them.
He gave a few away.
The
Hunt Train Provide Honor. Or train, hunt, provide honor?
Ah, something like that.
Something like that.
Say what? Train hard, hunt easy.
One thing.
Another little thing there.
I heard it the other day. Hard work makes easy work. Work hard now, it's easier later. Guess who said that?
I don't know.
A guy who can't even read.
How about that?
Floyd? Money. Mayweather.
How about that?
For a guy who can't read, that's a pretty good quote.
I'd say.
Hashtag embedded. UFC embedded.
Embedded.
So, hard work! Hard work!
Hard work makes easy work. Hard work makes easy work.
Anyways.
Speaking of hard work making easy work.
Practice, practice, practice.
Took the old stringing bow out. Or stringing arrow out.
Lift, run, shoot.
Hashtag lift, run, shoot. Haven't done that in a while.
Can
get back out there.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, it... I was shooting at 50 yards, so I did 50-yard sprint.
Okay.
Drop down, hammer out a quick 5, push-ups, get up, settle the pin, release an arrow as fast as you can. No waiting for your breathing, no, hit your points, boom, release an arrow.
Boom.
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 Boom. Blouch.
Blouch.
So.
Latvian Eagle, what?
The Latvian Eagle.
Janis Pudelis.
Janis Pudelis. I tried that on my phone the other day.
What did it do?
It didn't come up.
Oh, shoot.
I thought it would. I listened to that podcast.
Yeah,
I listened to the Mediator podcast there, and I tried it, and it didn't work for me. But, practice getting all sorts of different funny shooting positions. And
off your knees, off your haunches, half off squat, your whatever, sitting on your rear.
Sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
Never know when you're going to need to do that in a tree stand. So, not just kind of, yeah, it just reminds me of the importance of practice. The first set I did of 5 arrows, holy, I'm surprised I hit the target.
I guess you can revert your practice to your hockey playing days some time ago. I mean, I'm sure a bit of that practice paid off, hey?
Well, I mean,
you played a bit of a higher end of hockey than I have ever done, so.
Yeah, I guess I was a little, I had
a
bit, it.
A little skilled.
I had it and lost it rather quickly. We'll say that. When you get into the old heavies,
happen.
You're playing skill tends to decrease rather rapidly.
I believe that's also called playing with fire.
Yes. Yes. I got burned a few times. But, that is actually something that sports is.
Perseverance, character, and hope?
Time and space? No, no, not that.
Patience? What?
Patience? It's not you, it's me. You didn't hear that when I did.
I did.
Really? Nah, it's shady.
Well,
another podcast.
It's kind of believable though. There was.
It's in your head. I told you that the other day.
Yeah, I know. But there was a reason that was semi legit.
You know, it's actually funny because my mom made a comment on it. Because you know, old son was proud for another old son.
Absolutely.
you know, Mama Bear's wondering
what's going on,
what I've been doing with all my time.
Yeah.
Right? And I says, well, I've just kind of been kicking it at home. You know, old son's a little busy.
Yeah. Tied up.
Tied up.
Things in the works.
Two rounds and a half hitch, as the Cowboys would say.
Okay.
And so I told her that a few things went down there. And she goes, ah, I kind of knew that was going to happen. I says, oh, why is that? And I goes, well, that was a little high maintenance. And she goes, you don't hang out with high maintenance people. So I'm assuming Dwayne's not high maintenance. And I said, no, Dwayne's not high maintenance. She goes, exactly. That's why the two rounds in that, you got to know time on that one, as the folks would say in the rodeo industry. And I never know my mama to be wrong.
Albeit, there's some things that I've recently learned.
Oh.
Like, as...
breaking developments.
No, not breaking developments, but more of like a thing to work on.
Okay.
In life.
All right.
And that involves space.
Oh!
And, like, you know, let's just say, to keep it easy, free and easy down the road I go. Let's just say maybe it's a good idea to not be twiddling your thumbs on your phone all day. Because, let's face it, you spill all your beans during the day. There's nothing to...
You lose the conversation topics.
There's nothing to catch up on later.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one thing I'm learning right now. That's one thing I never knew about. And now I do.
Lesson learned.
The unfortunate way, but...
practice, practice, practice.
Perseverance, character, hope. Time, space, and patience. Old son. Oh, and faith. Don't forget faith.
Yeah, can't. Well, yeah, that's just... I think that goes on...
There's a plan. Unspoken. I mean, some folks will disagree, but there's a plan, and you just gotta have a little faith. There's a reference into that somewhere. Have a little faith. I don't remember where that's from. Just have a little faith.
Just have a little faith.
Anyways.
So, yeah.
I guess by now they figured out what we're talking about.
I think so. I think they figured it out.
Oh, well.
After the Lick Your Wounds part two. That was a fairly obvious podcast we had going on there.
Oops.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, hey, so, if you don't want to listen, then turn it off.
Hey, yeah. I'm not here to please everyone.
No.
I'm here to spread the word about two old boys trying to
make a living and catch a few deers.
Catch a
few bears.
Nice segue.
Good grief.
I got asked this the other day, and it irked me. Like it seriously irked me until I had the chance to laugh about it.
Okay.
And after you laugh about it, it's kind of laughable, right? You're like, okay. Just a city slicker.
Okay.
Okay. So, I was talking about hunting at work, and somebody on a trade, I think it was an electrician probably.
Okay. Okay.
So, how do you catch them deers? How do you like to catch them deers?
Say what, sir? Say what?
Well, I prefer to run up to them, give them a big old bear hug, and let them go. No!
No, you tackle them. No. You bring your pony out to the bush with push your buddy.
Bush. Yeah, yeah. Push, bush.
So you got two fellas on ponies, and first of all, you herd your deer into the fence, and then you got your other pal there, the third guy with the mustache, and you line up behind the deer that you caught in the fence, or that you've pushed in the fence. He pulls that wire. And you and your buddy on your ponies go after him with your ropes, looking for the front and the backs.
Two rounds and a dally.
and you catch, you get them like that with your
two
ropes.
Legs.
And there you go. Flag goes up.
I think you're talking about
flag goes down. I mean,
I think you're talking about a rodeo event.
Hey, that's one way to catch something.
I guess so. I'd reckon. Speaking of catching, actually, a little shout out here to one of my good friends, Cody Giesbrecht. I don't know if you're familiar.
With his work. I'm familiar with the fella. I don't know him personally, but...
He, a few weeks back, he just qualified to go to Vegas.
How about that?
For the National Team Roping Finals.
How about that?
Yeah. He's one of a very select few amount of Manitobans that have qualified for that event.
Okay.
So he's heading to Vegas in December. So, Cody, if you ever listen to this, you know, we're behind you 110%, brother.
Keep your head up. And
keep your horse's ears back and nod your head and swing away, brother.
And an old son once said, what did he say? Bud, don't forget to, what, you smile at the judges when you walk away, right? Well, no, you tip your hat.
Tip your hat to the judges when you walk away.
Yeah. Well, see, that's all. I'll just smile and wear my hat down low.
I'll just smile and wear my hat. Old Kojo. Real great guy. Great hats.
Oh.
Great guitar straps.
Sickest hats.
Great guitar straps. Yeah, catching critters. for all you folks that don't know, we don't catch them. The only critters that we catch frequently are jackrabbits in the snares.
Yeah.
And the odd coyote.
And a fella's always shooting to catch some beavers in the trap.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, beavers too, I guess.
But, I mean,
deerts are a little big.
Hey?
Deerts are a little big to catch in
and
a snare.
Illegal.
And illegal. Well, I mean, depending what... Well, we won't get into that conversation.
Well, in Manitoba, it's illegal. Per the trapping guide regulations.
Well, yeah, but depending on what ethnicity you are.
This is true.
But
moving on,
not to really irk some people here.
Well, we'll put that one down there.
It is
as far as catching critters. So, in my 9-to-5 or my day job, there's a city slicker there.
Uh-oh.
Bless his heart, he doesn't know a thing about the outdoors. And he frequently asks me, so you catch a bear this weekend? Old son!
Are you Khabib? Do you wrestle bears?
I tried! I earnestly did try to, this morning. I haven't released any footage of this, but I climbed down with my shotgun, just to, you know, for safety. And I got 10
Life
yards,
insurance.
Got 10 yards from, 9 yards away from this bear, and then eventually he did take off on me, but I was trying to get as close as I could to see if I could wrestle him. I mean, I've been trying for a few times now. I want to see if I could wrestle this guy.
Yeah.
He's a frequenter. Thought, well, hey, we're buddies now.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could wrestle.
I'm feeding you.
Feeding you, yeah. You could do is wrestle me.
Yeah, exactly.
But
put him in a guillotine.
Rear naked choke.
Rear naked.
Give him a Kimura or an armbar.
And new!
Woo! But,
shout out to Bruce Buffer.
To no avail. So.
Well, you seen the video of me petting that deer there the other day. A little while back.
The other day. Mix
and match.
That's
all the other day. If it's up to and including 5 years back, that's the other day.
I suppose.
You heard it here first, folks. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand that some people don't understand it, and I mean, it's not that they're hating on you, right? They're not hating on what we do as people. Some folks do. They tend to.
Well.
But.
Like you said, you can't please everyone.
Nope. You shouldn't either.
No.
One thing my mom always taught me is the people that you can't please ain't worth having in your life.
Interesting.
Like I said, she's not wrong very often.
These are the kinds of people that's worth having in your life.
Yeah, look at those cuties go.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy, I seen that on the old gram.
Yep. Spending time with Fam Jam.
Hey, that's the best time in the world. Tell you what, it doesn't matter. Your heart broke. You're feeling bad. Your truck broke. You're going to sound like a country song here. Your dog died. You're out of beer. Everything. You'll spend time with your family. Suddenly, the world starts looking up a little bit.
Yep.
I know I spent time with my family there a little bit last weekend at the old racetrack in Zota.
Yep.
And that was...
The Burmese.
Yeah. Didn't see old son BT out there.
He was working.
Was he? Didn't see him.
In the machines.
Saw Janie.
Yeah.
Not old son BT. I was looking for him. I'm going to shake his hand. But.
I'm sure he was around.
Brother's going to qualify for nationals this weekend.
Is he?
He is her. He's hoping.
Where is it this weekend? It's in...
It's in Minnedosa. Minnedosa, okay. Manitoba. So they left tonight, so...
Okay.
Sent him a good luck. Here you go. Race hard. He gets top 5 in his class in the 65, he'll be off to Quebec.
Woo!
And go race nationals.
Well, best of luck, old son. Mr. Friesen.
Mr. Youngest Friesen? The youngest son? don't get sun freezing.
Yeah, so.
And new!
And new! He's leading the 65 division. He's got 4 firsts in the 65.
How many race weekends is this year? 2. Has been?
2.
Okay.
So then 4 firsts.
Okay.
He's first overall. He's by a long shot.
Okay.
He's pulling a Kyle Busch.
How about that?
Changes number to 18.
Boy, that'd put a spur under your saddle also.
Hey! I'd probably have to boycott it.
At least it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, it ain't as bad as it used to be. He's not so much of a putz. And we're talking about Kyle, not my brother here. Not as much of a putz as he used
to be. I mean, hey, every fella growing up becomes a bit of a putz.
Myself
included.
You have to. You got to be a bit of an idiot every now and again.
Ah, it's not all bad.
Nope, there's worse things in life, I would reckon.
I can confirm.
Can confirm!
Squirrely Dan.
Squirrely Dan. That's what I appreciate about you.
Yeah. So, but anyways, back to catching critters.
Yep.
No, we don't catch them. We're not catching deers. We're not catching bears. We're not catching turkeys. We're not catching geese. We're not catching caribous. We're not catching mooses. We're not catching them elks and them wapitis.
Wapiti.
Wapiti. Wapiti.
Wapiti. Wapiti Wednesdays.
We're not catching moose.
I wish I could make a caribou sound, but they're silent critters.
I don't even know what the sound they make.
They don't.
Okay.
They don't make sounds.
They probably make little ones like deer, hey?
Little
small little notes, no?
I have never heard anybody tell me that there is a caribou that makes a sound. Okay. They're not like bears that
they make
cry.
A sound blouch!
They make a sound thud when they hit the dirt. And yum when they hit the table.
Well, bears have a heck of a death moan. It is one of the easiest things you'll hear in your life.
That's what I've heard. Some people say it's pretty addicting.
It is, but it's the first time you hear it, you're like,
what in the world?
What was that?
What was that? So do you think it's... I mean, not saying that a fella that hunts bears is soft, but does it tug on the heartstrings a little more the first time you hear it?
Absolutely.
Because a deer, I mean... And speaking from experience, I mean, whatever. I pray over all my animals, but it was nothing more than, okay, I took your life for the betterment of my own.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks to the big guy upstairs for providing you.
And now I'm going to go to work and do the best job I can.
Yeah, and salvage everything I can.
Absolutely. That's the death moan for deer. That's singing your death song like a hero going home.
Yeah.
Tecumseh. So,
I think it's full of inspirational quotes.
Absolutely.
Great guy.
Speaking of which, might be time to watch Act of Valor again.
There's a new one coming out, eh?
Is there?
A new Act of Valor, but a new... With Marky Mark. Mile 22, I think it's called.
I believe so.
Or 22 Mile, I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah,
one of the two.
I think I saw the preview.
Same producer as Lone Survivor.
Okay.
He did a really good job with that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it helped that they had the man, the myth, the legend...
Mr. Marcus Luttrell. So, yeah, that's some good flicks there, but...
Every now and again, you need a good war binge.
Absolutely.
Watch some Hodges get blown up. Not real Hodges, but...
Well, it's simulating real Hodges. Getting blouched or skinnies or...
Tangos.
Jerry's.
Jerry's, Tangos.
Or...
The Viet Cong.
Yeah, what did they call it? Those weren't skinnies.
No, skinnies was Africa.
What was the Viet Cong again?
The Cong.
There's another name for them.
Oh, was it?
I don't remember.
It's neither here nor there.
It's not Old Son.
They didn't call him a bunch of Old Sons. Sir, Mr. Carlos Halfcock.
Not familiar with his work.
Oh! Deadliest sniper in U.S. history? Well, second deadliest sniper before Chris Kyle.
Yeah.
That guy, I kid you not, the story is on all over the interweb. He crawled like 6 kilometers.
Oh, yeah.
Over like 8 days
through
Sniper Nest to kill a Viet Cong general. And then back.
Yeah.
He only moved with the wind.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
That's a life, boy. So, yeah. Critters. Catch.
So,
caught.
As you may know, we're avid UFC fans.
You more than I, but yeah, I've been following ever since we went to UFC in Winnipeg.
There, a few months back.
Then
RDA Robbie Lawler bout.
RDA looked good.
He looked good. He did not look so good last weekend against Colby Covington. Raw American Steel and
twisted idiot appeal.
Yeah, but
Colby, if you ever listen to this, I'm not going to even go there. I don't want to make a fool of myself.
He's talented.
He can scrap, no doubt about it. I'm curious to see what Woodley's going to do to him. Because Tyrone Woodley is a beast.
He's a killer.
He's a beast.
He's a killer. But
he's coming into it with emotion. I don't know if there's very few guys that can fight with emotion. Quentin Rampage Jackson was one of them.
Yeah.
He can fight with emotion.
And the Diaz brothers kind of do it, but I don't think it bothers them at all because it's probably not real emotion. That's just the way they are.
Yeah, and those guys, you ever notice how their fights, they start off so slow until they get hit good a few times, and they're like, okay, now it's time to go?
They're not power hitters, but they're volume, and then you get swarmed by volume. You keep getting hit, frequency, bam. Eventually, that adds up. It takes a toll.
Well, like Connor said, nobody at 155 can take that left hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything aside, whether you hate Conor McGregor or not, he's a power puncher. He has knockout power in his left hand.
Justin Gaethje might be the only one to be able to take it, because he's got a chin.
He's got a granite chin. Who did he fight?
Dustin Poirier.
No, I'm not talking recently. It was a loss he took. It was a black guy.
Michael Johnson.
That's right. Because there was some pretty good trash talk that went on in that one.
Yeah. We won't repeat it. We want to keep this PG or...
He eats his crap whole, apparently.
Yeah. Something like that.
He doesn't take it piece by piece, he says. I don't know why you're eating crap, but hey, to each their own.
I suppose. So,
so RDA, what's his next move, you think? Because he stepped up a weight class, did he not?
Yeah.
For this fight?
Well, he's been fighting at 170 for four or five fights now.
Yeah.
So, I think he has to fight. I don't know, because
Eddie.
No, Eddie's at 155.
No.
Yep.
No, because Connor beat him after RDA pulled out. RDA pulled out and he fought Eddie for the lightweight belt.
No, Eddie beat RDA.
I'm going to look this up right now because I know for a fact that RDA pulled out.
He did. That was before that.
Eddie was the replacement.
No. Eddie beat RDA.
Okay, so then who did he fight after RDA pulled out? Was it Nick?
Yeah, it was Nick.
Was it Nick Diaz?
No, it was Nate.
Or Nate, sorry.
Yeah, it was Nate. Yeah. Yeah, when it was Nate. So.
I thought Connor fought 155. All the time.
No, he started at 145.
145, that's right. Aldo was a 145-er.
Yeah.
That's right. Because that's
Aldo pulled out a few times before getting starts in 12 seconds.
13 seconds. He only pulled out once.
Okay.
He pulled out once because they were going to fight in July and then they ended up fighting in January.
Okay.
He got slept. But you know what? That's the thing with Conor McGregor. Like now, I think after his whole court deal here, and the fact that he's been in this game now in the UFC for a little while, he's not going to be nearly as dominant. Because his fighting style, people know it now. Yeah. And that's one thing he had on everybody. He fought, he'd fight with because he's a southpaw, he'd fight with his right hand out.
Kind of like John Jones.
Yeah, he fights with his right hand out to cover.
Distance?
To get his distance for one. But he can, you're going to put, as an orthodox boxer, or a puncher, right? You're going to put your left hand out to meet him.
Yeah.
So he knows that right's coming.
Yeah.
So all he has to do is when you go to swing that right hook or right straight or straight right or whatever, he ducks it, comes across with the left.
He's got great movement.
And he did that to Aldo.
Yeah.
But his mental warfare, the way that guy can get in a fellow's head.
He had Aldo beat
long before they fought.
Yeah.
He's had every opponent beat before they fought. For the exception of Nate Diaz.
I don't believe he had Chad Mendez beat before the fight because that was a short notice fight and Chad rolled off the couch.
3 weeks?
Something like that. Chad rolls off the couch, drinking Bud Heavies and
yeah, but
and,
Chad's a guy that's always in shape though.
Yeah, but like, those mean, guys. Still, I mean, the guy needs a camp though.
Oh, for sure.
You the guy needs a camp to face camp. A guy like Connor.
Oh, for sure.
So
and Connor did spend $300,000.
Yeah,
on his last or not. Was that with the Mendez fight, or was that?
I don't know.
No, that was his second Diaz fight.
Okay.
Because after he fought Diaz.
Which Diaz fought, arguably could have won.
He could have. That very easily could have been a Diaz win.
Yeah.
But I like Conor McGregor. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a very, very talented
he's
fighter.
He's very talented. I'm not I a fan of the fella himself, but he's very talented.
And he's a showman. He does really good to bring people in and sell fights. He's like the Chael Sonnen of old. You know?
Yeah. Back oh, I, there's a the comment biggest, I wanted to make.
Okay.
About Sorry. Covington?
Oh, yes.
He's got his trash talk, which is, it's working. Got him a title shot. But he is nothing compared to the bad guy, the American gangster, Mr. Chael Sonnen.
The biggest arm in Westland, Oregon.
Absolutely
we suck. I'll make you a deal. You, I win, you leave the UFC. You win, I'll leave the UFC
forever.
He's kept his word.
He's in Bellator. Making waves.
Yeah.
Fighting in the heavyweight Grand Prix. He's a middleweight fighting in the heavyweights. And he's winning.
Did you ever see the interview with Chael when there's some little Latina girl asked him a question?
I did see that.
And then...
that's all show.
What was... Who,
he's hilarious.
Who was the other guy? Matt Mitrione.
Mm.
And did that the same thing happen? He was staring at her and she asked a question. He goes, sorry, you fired that one off again?
Yeah. No, Chael's a funny guy.
He is.
He's very smart.
He's very talented. Can you imagine the excitement on Fedor's face knowing that this is Chael Sonnen? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good at what he did back in the day. And
he almost had that UFC middleweight strap against Anderson.
Yeah.
Until he messed up and got...
Did you hear the quote? He was on TMZ, and he goes, see, I thought when you tapped, you lost the round, so I was going to take the fight 4-1. I didn't. I got to plead ignorance.
Come on. That's all for fun.
It's all fun and games for him, right? Like he's joking about him losing, which is neat. You know what? I think it's good that guys
That guy's water off the duck's back.
Oh, yeah. And you have to be in that sport.
I love watching his little clips on YouTube. His little driving clips, he's talking about something bantering. Oh, love it.
Yeah. Great guy. Is it at Chael Sonnen? I'm pretty sure it's at Chael Sonnen.
That's something like
it's
that.
It's at Chael Sonnen, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of shout-outs, we should probably do a couple here.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you had one.
Manitoba Bowhunts on Instagram.
Follow him up.
Got some good stuff going on. Shot a bear this year.
Right
couple,
on.
Last week or something.
Okay.
And,
didn't see it.
Lots of good words from the fella, and best of luck to you in the future, Manitoba Bow Hunts.
Yeah, and if... good luck upcoming deer season.
Yep.
I got one. At Playman or Plamin _PBS.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote in an email.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving to this neck of the woods.
Okay, yeah.
From the big city of Winnipeg.
Ooh.
Also, shout out to the... Oh, I should find it. So I don't get it wrong. I should have maybe pulled this up a little more. He asked for a bit of a shout-out to... I can search on this thing, can't I?
Absolutely, you can.
I'll find out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, shout-outs are good. If you want a shout-out, let us know, and we'll shout you out.
Yes, we will.
We're not the JRE podcast here yet, but...
Not yet. That's the key word.
Yeah, so once we get there, then things will, go in motion for any shout-outs we give, but that day is not today. It's also not tomorrow, so...
Well, you never know. I mean, life can change. What does Thomas Rhett say? Ain't it crazy how life changes?
Everybody wants to die happy man now.
Yeah, he was...
myself included!
Hey, right here. Sign me up for that life. He's currently living in Winnipeg. Moved to Kleefeld this year.
Whoa!
How about that? Shout out to his gun store, Dominion Outdoors in Winkler.
Okay.
He said they do great work. He was actually looking for a gunsmith out in this neck of the woods. Okay. And he said, old son, Bushmaster 25, knows a fella. Lives right down the road.
Yeah, there's Jim Schellenberg Gunsmith. He's been doing it for years, and he's getting old, but there's nobody around here that knows weaponry like that fella. So.
Those are the guys that you get to work on weapons. And
fun fact, I'm just about finished my gunsmithing course.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, getting close to the end, so, I mean, I've got a lot of time to make up here, so... And I don't, I need to work on my arsenal of tools, but one day.
Hey, it's just an arsenal of knowledge you have in the old, in between the old ears, not just a wind tunnel. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Talking about being a sponge, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, absorb that? Everything you can. I know I'm doing a safety course actually coming up here.
Are you now? What kind?
St. John's.
Oh, ambulance.
Yeah. Thinking about potentially getting into the old, what do you call it there? Paramedics business.
Okay, how about it?
I feel like it'd cut down on my hunting time, though.
Dangerous. You're playing with fire there.
That's playing with fire. Old son can't miss out on any more hunting time.
Passion over production?
Passion over a bank account? Well, I'll take it. Well, passion, anyway.
A fella needs a bankroll to support his passion, though.
That is true. But last time I checked, the bankroll I got making is doing just fine.
How about that?
Maybe not as big as I want to, but... Hey, all in due time, old son.
Perseverance, character, hope.
And faith.
And space, time, and patience. Say what?
Oh, that makes me crackle.
Beating on a dead horse.
Yeah, well.
No, not quite.
Sometimes you gotta flog a dead horse.
It ain't over till it's over, honey.
And new.
And new. And still.
And still alone.
Not what I was going for, old son.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose most.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, better pattern, get after it, I'd say.
I suppose. Okay, so we got some big fights coming up here. A fellow bow hunter, TJ Killashaw. What? Killashaw?
Okay, when he stood over Cody Garbrandt.
Whoa!
How shredded did he look?
At 135. Oh my goodness.
Just a killer. A killer. They don't call him Killashaw for nothing.
That was raw emotion. He was not trying to get in his face or anything. That was just all these things coming to fruition right there. Yep. Just,
well, especially everything that happened with American Top Team there and him following his coach, which, you know what?
Not American Top Team. That's Alpha Male.
That's Team Alpha Male, correct. But either way, I mean, you can't judge a guy. He finds a coach he likes. Yeah, I'm going to follow him too, right? Yeah. I mean, I left goalie coaches years back because I followed a better, or what I thought was a better goalie coach, right? Somebody that I communicated with a little better, understood me as a goalie, right?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right? Yeah, and it worked for him, and I mean, he got... That was an incredible fight. I mean, Killashaw got rocked at the
absolutely.
End. I mean, the bell rings... Cody stops swinging, then he's doing the little whoop, whoop, you know, bobbing his head there like he's swinging, and then he stands up, and you can hear Joe Rogan say it. He goes, "Oh, he's wobbled," and you watch the video, and you little okay, gonna get my feet. You doing almost did the chicken dance there.
Yeah,
I mean, not as bad as Kevin Lee did it that one time there.
Ain't that the
truth. That was a holy smokes, could not find your legs. But yeah. Killashaw Garbrandt, Killashaw Garbrandt,
the snake.
I'm not a fan of him. No love given to him either.
Nope. He's talented. He's very talented. Yeah. Very skilled.
He's a better fighter than I am. I would reckon. He could probably beat the wheels off me too.
At the same time as me.
He'd have you in a triangle and me in a guillotine.
Well, he'd just be swinging two fists at once. The kid's got power.
he's a power puncher.
He's got power for 135.
I mean, I think he's dumber than a rock, but.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of anybody with a neck tattoo, really. You kind of lose some respect if you got a neck tat.
Yeah, select few.
I've met very few people with neck tattoos that I've liked.
Yeah, so. Each their own, I suppose.
I saw a video the other day.
Okay.
Teaser.
Okay.
Money Mayweather stepped in the octagon. He said 2018. Now with Connor's court date, I think that's a little different, but I think he gets murdered. Mm-hmm. But I did hear it's going to be a modified rule MMA fight.
Oh, that is BS.
So it's going to be something along the lines of you're allowed to throw elbows if you're not in a clinch, like a tie clinch. You can throw something like two kicks around. If any fighter is on their back for more than 15 seconds and has not been submitted, they'll be stood up. So it'd be a fairly modified...
That's not even worth watching, in my opinion.
No, I don't want to line those guys' pockets.
Although, if Cowboy's fighting on a card, I'll watch it.
I like that guy.
He's fighting Leon Edwards next Saturday morning in Singapore. 7 a.m. Central Time is the start of the main card there.
Seems like that guy fights every week.
Anyone, anytime, any place. He's the one guy that actually means that.
Yeah. There was times I was actually watching an embedded there a little while back, and he was saying he was on his way home from Vegas from fighting. He just left the hospital. He had fought that night. Was on his way home from Vegas on a plane. He was on a plane. He got a text from Dana White saying, "Hey, can you fight next week?" He goes, "Yeah, I'll be there."
He doesn't care.
He showed up to the press conference. That guy was black and blue and
blasted. I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
He does some of his Q and A is just butt heavy. He's just getting starched.
Oh yeah,
having a good time.
Good old spitter sitting up on the
desk
there. Yeah.
That guy lives a life worth living. He trains hard and all, but he's not afraid to live life too. Like today, his Instagram story, he's out wakeboarding.
He's got
a fight next Saturday.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Ah, wakeboarding, you're not going to do a whole lot, I don't think.
I've seen guys dislocate both shoulders at the same time.
Yeah.
They can't even float.
Yeah. That's true. But
I mean, but shoot, you can hurt yourself getting out of bed in the morning.
Or if you're Dustin Penner, you can hurt your back eating blueberry pancakes your wife makes in the morning.
Yep.
Heck of a hockey player, though.
Choking hazard. Whiplash.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about Daniel Carcillo? He sold all his hockey stuff. Won't let his kids play hockey.
From his head trauma.
Yeah.
I saw something about that.
Sad story.
Absolutely.
Oh, got a picture of the Grey Cup the other day.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I liked it. You and your ma.
Me and my mother.
How about that?
Boy, I tell you what. I don't know if she was too impressed with me that night.
Oh, yeah? You spent a bit too much time with the old bud at the stadium there.
No, not too well. Too much time. It was free. That's the problem. I figured, you know what? I'll stop by
Spending
the
Spending time with your friend was free?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all free.
How about that?
It was a granny's event.
Okay. Poultry.
Granny's Poultry. Shout out to Granny's Poultry. Thanks for lining our bank accounts.
Not mine.
Not yours. Mine. Well, not mine either, actually. I don't see a dime of that, really. But, we went there to go kind of just meet some of the producers and everything like that, and that's actually where I ran into Dawson.
Okay.
Dawson and Landon were there, and their folks were there, so chatted with him a little bit, and got to meet some good Hutterites and some good folk and good farming folk.
Okay.
But, the bar was free till 11:30.
Get it on quick.
And there was a cutie that was working there.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's do some simple math.
Two and two together.
Let's put 1 + 1. It's still equal to 2. She told me, you can have 2 beers. I said, okay. Halfway through the first quarter, I was like, well, dang it.
There's my limit.
I caught my limit. Shoot.
Oh, well. Boy, she goes.
Live and learn. Fellas got to let loose every now and again.
Ain't that the truth?
But.
We got a long summer ahead of us.
Yeah,
lots,
we do.
Lots of fishing, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm fixing on having to come with you and hit your spot there.
Yeah. Maybe we'll run into old son Quentin Blair.
Hey. Shout out to @QuentinBlair.
Heck of a musician.
Heck, he's put on show, isn't he? Oh, no, he's not playing Vita this year.
No?
He's playing the Forks.
Oh, gosh, Canada. Dang it.
I know.
I have to go to the city then.
I'm thinking I might make the trip. Oh, see, I'm torn because I might go catch a rodeo in Vita because Cody's rodeoing in Vita.
Oh.
So I might go catch the rodeo and then rip out to the city, go watch.
QB.
Watch our boy Quentin. Real great guy. Real great guy.
He's a hunter. He's a fisher.
Overall provider. Great singer of songs. Great storyteller.
Storyteller, yeah. 300,000 kilometers.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She'll push that Merc for 100 more.
Push that Merc 400 more.
He's going to
get lost somewhere in the mountains.
Great guy.
He can't find her soul.
I like that. He's got that old-timey sound to him.
He's not looking to impress anybody.
That's like a pop record, man.
Impress any Nashville folks.
I ain't just talking Nashville, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. See Jinx. Cody Jinx, you come out to Canada one of these days, old son.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there.
I'll buy a whole boatload of tickets.
I'll show up.
Oh, I'll be there. That would be one I may have to consider getting a hotel room in a city for. I'd reckon I wouldn't want to drive back after that concert.
Well, I mean, such excitement. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just the adrenaline high I'm talking about. I ain't talking about liquor drinks.
No.
We don't drink liquors.
Dry concert.
Well, of course. Cody Jinx? For sure.
In the church.
In the church. Yeah. Play it in Southland. They got the room for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how well that would bode. But
I cast no stones.
I build no walls.
My friend David was a good kid.
He had my back. I always knew he did.
He was different than most.
Maybe I was too.
How about that? Well, what else we got on the table here?
Well, big summer ahead. I mean, like I said, I'm excited to finalize some plans.
Okay.
Whether... Yeah. There it is. There's the hint. Folks, if you're listening, there's the hint. It's the only hint you're getting.
Watch Moose Madness with Jim Shockey. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Found out an interesting fact about our potential opportunity, actually.
Tell me about it.
My mom's cousin, who I'm relatively close with, owns a lodge up there.
Oh.
In that area.
Okay.
So I'm going to be hitting them up for a little bit of advice.
Okay. Free room?
Potentially.
How about that?
See what I could swing with an old son.
Old son?
Who? Dale Risby.
Dale Brisby, shout out.
It's rodeo time. Guy.
It's rodeo time. It's rodeo time, America. Well, son.
What do you say?
Whew! On to the next one.
I'd reckon.
Anything else? Oh! Shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
Almost forgot.
We can't forget about the shower thoughts.
What do you got going
Insumation.
On?
What did I hear the other day? Isn't it funny how you call them your fingertips... You don't call them your toe tips, but you tiptoe. There's a shower thought for you. Hashtag stoner thought. That's my stoner buddy had mentioned that at work, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Okay.
Why do you drive on the parkway and park on the driveway?
Okay. Sterling Lion Parkway.
Yeah.
You drive on
it. You drive right down it.
You can't park on it.
Speaking of Sterling Lion Parkway.
Cabela's.
I think we need to head... We need another Cabela's trip coming up. There's a few things I need to buy.
I'm waiting for a sale on the Weatherby shotguns.
I'm waiting for... Actually, the binoculars I want are on sale.
The knockers.
The knockers. I just need to buy a new chest rig.
Yup. I need to buy one in the first place.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Need that UA.
I don't know if I'll buy a chest rig from UA. I think I'm going to go Vortex.
Ooh. A little bit Ronella. Old son Cal.
Yes, sir.
Old son Cal. That mustache.
Old Cal! Greatest mustache since Lanny McDonald of the Flames. I have to...
One of the best, yeah.
Yeah, it's up there.
Although Sam Elliott from the ranch and from other things.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That guy's got a stash.
The voice of Dodge.
Cummins Turbo Diesel.
Sends chills down my spine.
Now, I'm not looking to push any one company on domestic pickup trucks, but if you're judging by commercials to buy a diesel... And you hear old son Sam Elliott talking about pickup trucks, not just trucks, but you're talking about pickups?
Pickup trucks.
You're talking about a pickup in that voice, and you're talking, like, the way they push those commercials.
He's also the voice of Cooters.
Yeah. Oh, they got some good new commercials with Banker ones.
I know, the new Banker ones are bangers.
Yeah, but anyways, if you're trying to base your sales off commercials, Those Ram Cummins,
yeah,
they win every time.
They're old timey. It's like, you know what?
Ford, it's no frills. They just kind of
Like Ford is saying, you know, they have all these oddly shaped letters and things that flow into each other. And it's like, okay, you're trying to sell a really cheaply made truck.
Trying to sell what?
A cheaply made
What?
An SUV with
An aluminum pickup truck?
You know how much those quarter panels cost to replace? $1,200 a piece.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I can get a whole new box for my truck for like $400.
Yep.
Which I should probably look into it. But anyways. Yeah, no, Dodge has a commercial that tugs on the old-timey folk, their heartstrings. A hard-working truck that isn't going to leave the bank hurting when it comes to fixing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to hurt when you buy one because they're a little pricey.
But hey,
60 G's, baby.
Six in a row ready to tow, son. What is Dale Brisby, 12-valve vibes.
12 valves. So. I don't know if I'd buy a 12-valve, though.
Oh,
I'd buy a 24. A little easier to. It sucks because you got to buy a programmer, but really
you can run them stock though, and they're not bad. Like you got enough power to tow, but you got no power to go in a straight line fast at Gimli. But
no, but if you want
to, if you're fixing pulling a trailer, a fella doesn't need to go fast in a straight line in Gimli.
No, you want to haul a few head of cattle home, get yourself a 24. Upgrade the fuel pump. Upgrade the fuel pump. That's all you need to do on them rigs. Speaking of rigs, this thing's going into the shop room. I just spent $700 on that truck today, or yesterday.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was a bit of a, ouch.
Bit of a bender on the old wallet.
Ordered new shocks for it, though.
What kind?
Bilstein.
How about that?
Yeah, the problem is they're on back order.
Okay.
For at least 3 weeks.
Well, away she goes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, well, as far as I can say, we do not catch our critters. We hunt them.
We hunt our critters. We cheer for the good folk in the UFC.
Yep.
Chad Mendes.
We believe in
Killshaw.
We believe in perseverance.
Hope. Character growth. Faith.
Time, space, and patience.
I don't believe in time and space, but maybe I should. Maybe
that'll be the day.
Maybe that'll solve the problem. That'll be the day hell freezes over. The day I believe in time and space. Boy, howdy.
Well, just about anything in this world is worth trying once, eh?
Exactly. Live with no regrets.
No regrets?
No regrets. I mean, every time I say that, I feel like I'm...
There might be one sneaking up out of the back 40, but...
Yeah, but I feel like you don't want to condone really bad behavior. Like, don't go out and...
That's not what we're trying
to
do.
Rob a bank and say, oh yeah, no regrets. No, like...
Within reason.
Within reason. Like, be a decent person.
Be nice.
Help that guy out on the side of the road. Pick up a hitchhiker. Be careful, but pick up a hitchhiker. You know, do something nice, but yeah, try things. Ain't no shame in that game, brother.
Yeah.
Any shower thoughts for you?
Well, we don't catch critters, so that's
one.
We just covered that.
Yep.
I don't know, if I had to buy a domestic pickup truck, I'd buy a Dodge with a Cummins.
Yeah, I can't.
It's fair.
It's written in my clause. I gotta
your drive birth. Your birth clause.
My birth clause. That
okay.
I'm related to the chicken farmers out in Grunthal. I gotta drive a white Chevy.
The bow tie.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Chevy 100s or 150s? I think it is.
No.
They're snazzy looking rigs. They went to the old style bow tie, like the first generation bow tie.
Oh.
And they went with it on the front grill. It looks really sharp. They got one here sitting at Lettingham.
Okay.
Not that I'd buy them. They're way overpriced.
Absolutely. Taking out a mortgage on a pickup truck.
Holy smokes. Sign your life away.
Yikes.
What does old son Aaron Lewis say? Sign your name here on the dotted line?
Something like that.
Yeah. Great song. He's got a good one about his mom.
I haven't heard it.
It's called Mama. Okay. I was going to send it to you today. I thought I did. It's a really good one.
How about Mama song, C. Jinx?
Oh. Got a half a six pack and...
Half a bag of something or other.
Something with a seed in it, I believe. Actually, you know what? Okay, I tweeted this before, but that new Florida Georgia Line song, Colorado.
Okay.
That, I'm not a Florida Georgia Line
song. You mentioned that to me today. I didn't get around to looking at it.
It's a legitimate, it's catchy.
Okay.
It's a heartbreaker, but it's a rock and roll heartbreaker. You know, you're like, you feel good about yourself after.
Okay. Well, the new Aldean with Miranda Lambert, that's another heartbreaker.
Hey, those are good songs.
That's a good song.
Sometimes you just need... What does Cody Jinks say? The blues prove you still feel?
Absolutely.
Love the blues.
If you don't got the blues after something goes wrong, well, then you weren't in it in the first place.
Exactly. And...
As tough as you may be, you don't got the blues, well...
You were spinning your wheels. Daddy always said 110%.
Absolutely.
Everywhere you go.
You know, Tim Kennedy says that most people quit at 40%. Well, I'm trying to look and push every day to find something closer to that.
You know, that's 100%. that's an old SEAL tactic. Yeah. They say that when you hit your wall, that's 40%.
Yeah.
You actually have another 60% until you actually hit your wall.
Yeah.
You just got to get past your mental block.
It's all most things in life is a mental game. Now, unless you're sick or injured, I mean, sickness can be cured by it can be helped with the mind.
I tell you what. I've watched a few people go through the old C word, old cancer dealio. And the ones that made it the longest were the ones that continually stayed positive. I mean, I know somebody quite well that's going through it right now. And she is absolutely miserable with life. Yep. And I feel bad for her. But, hey, you want to have a bad mindset about it? I mean, that goes with anything in life. You have a bad mindset about your job, your production's low. You have a bad mindset about your living conditions, that's going to go to
pot,
to heck. You know, you have a bad mindset about anything, it's not going to go your way.
It's not, yeah.
If you decide to find a silver lining in anything, well, boy, you are miles ahead of everybody else in this world.
Fixing on winning a championship there. And new!
And new.
And new!
And still, Stipe Miocic.
Fighting DC? Fight week, July.
It's going to be a test. I think he's got it. I think Stipe's got it. The old Cleveland boy. OH!
Yo! Cleveland, we got it! We won! Cleveland!
I'm the bird champ! I'm the bird champ!
Cleveland! We're the champ!
I love how he pulled that belt off out of Dana White's hand.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Because Dana White, for those that didn't see the press conference. Cronwall.
Nicholas!
Heavy hitter.
Heavy shot. Yeah.
Right side heavy, or left side heavy coming across there with his shoulder. Boom. Good night. You're seeing stars. Blouch. Yeah, he's blouching people on the ice. No, if you didn't see the press conference pre-fight, I think it's an interesting fact. Francis Ngannou can hit 96 horsepower. He's the heaviest puncher in the world.
He's got the power of a Ford Escort.
Going full speed.
Yeah.
And Dana White's flapping his gums about this, and you can see it on Stipe's face. Like, he's like, really? Like, I've defended this title now twice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it again a third time.
Yeah.
And he walked in there, and he did exactly what he had to.
He pulled out his excellent wrestling.
Yeah, excellent wrestling.
He stood and...
Well, he didn't stay in the pocket. He didn't let Francis really swing.
Yeah.
He showed he'd throw two or three and back out.
He showed that you need to be more than one-sided to be a champ.
Exactly.
And
he's not quite the champ, but he's the people's champ. He's the baddest man on the planet.
He is the baddest man on the planet.
And to think that guy has a full-time job.
He's a firefighter. Yeah.
Much respect.
Ohio.
O-H-I-O. O-H-I-O.
And new!
And still!